Most BEPs utilize what is called a teaming partner to operate the facility. For the most part, when a vendor enters a cafeteria-type facility, usually that individual does not have the experience or the skills necessary to operate a full-service cafeteria. The level of complexity of a cafeteria is much higher than a vending machine operation. And in most cases, BEP staff are spread thin enough that we don't have the ability to be on site at the cafeteria every day, nor do a lot of BEP staff have that restaurant food service experience to be able to help operate that facility. So a teaming partner is an outside business who specializes in food service, who comes in and they work alongside the vendor in a co-manager situation. Depending on the level of experience of the vendor that comes in, really determines the level of involvement of the teaming partner. But the idea behind a teaming partner relationship is that teaming partner works with the blind vendor, helps manage it, teaches them, trains them, and then over the course of time, that teaming partner steps back further and further until the hope ultimately would be that teaming partner is no longer needed and the blind vendor can operate the facility on their own.
What is the set-aside right now?
Set-aside is currently 8%, and set-aside is, since the state owns the machines and holds the contracts, each vendor pays 8% of their net profit to the agency. Under the Federal Randolph-Shepard Act, that money goes into a special fund that is for use only by 5 very specific things related to the BEP program. The main ones are purchase of new machines and repair of machines. I usually describe BEPs to people who have no experience is if we were not a state agency, and it would be a owner subcontract relationship. We don't call it a commission, but that is one way to think of set aside is that the vendors are paying a commission back to NBE since we own the machines, hold the contracts, etc.
Yeah, other questions? Thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Good report.
Yep. I actually didn't have a question before, but you answered it in your report, so. Okay, the next item on our agenda is public comment period. Do we have any other questions, comments, concerns from the public?
Mark Bulger.
Yes, Mark.
Yeah, just you need, do I need a microphone?
I'll put it.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Well, Dr. Bulger, first of all, very, very, very excellent presentation. Thank you. I know that the commission has invested a lot of money in machines, and we've been fortunate to do that. Eric, do you have any kind of estimate what we've spent on the equipment in the last, say, 5 years?
A lot.
somewhere between 500 and 750,000, probably.
Oh, in the last 5 years? Oh, that's not bad. I was trying to.
Oh, last 5 years?
Yeah.
Maybe closer to a million.
I mean, okay. So I was just trying to think, as a business person, what kind of return we're getting, but that doesn't sound terrible at all. And do you foresee us having to spend more money, or are we kind of satisfied where we're at for right now?
With the slimming down of machinery, I would say that with the exception of some outliers, we're probably holding pretty good for the next several years, with the exception of some new equipment for like a cafeteria or something like that.
Thank you.
I'm next, Jim.
Jim?
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. Maddie, you had asked a question, what it takes to become a vendor, I think, or how that whole process works. And I know that we've had some people in the program that are newer than myself, but of the ones that are here, I'm the youngest. I worked for 24 years in a call center. I worked for the Hyatt Reservation Center up in Omaha on Q Street. Was let go in 2014 for reasons I won't go into now. And trying to figure out what I want to do with myself. I then went to work for the cable company up in Omaha, as Cox Cable. And I realized after training, if I'm not doing my own tech support, not comfortable with it, why am I helping people over the phone that are just probably as clueless as I am with theirs? It was at one of these meetings, I believe, when Carlos approached me and said, had you thought about getting into the vending program? And not really. But I went through an interview process with first Carlos before he recommended it to my then rehab counselor. And it was a very informal, relaxed interview. There was a series of five questions. I forget what they were, and after I answered the question, he said, you're in. After meeting with my rehab counselor, and going through what Eric described as the quote-unquote job shadow aspect, one of the requirements of the program was to go back to college, per se, only maybe a day, Omaha campus, Fort Omaha campus in Omaha Metro. And I needed to take a math test and an English test to make sure that I could speak and add. English was no problem whatsoever. I aced that with whatever. The problem I had was math. When I was in school, high school, junior high, middle school, now it's called high school, whatever it was, my vision was a hell of a lot better than what it is now. And I could actually write down the problem on a piece of paper, visualize it, have an answer. When I'm being asked these questions in the math class at Metro, I had a headache when I left because I was trying to do everything visually in my head with no paper. Anyway, I passed the test. The other thing I had to do, and I don't know if it's still being done, and that was under the older administration, or the previous administration that Cheryl's familiar with, when Don Ward and Jan Brandt and whoever else was here, I had to take a $4,000 course that the state paid for. It was actually $3,999 through Hadley. It was a online training course sponsored by the Blind Merchants Division of the Federation. Once that was complete, then I was, you know, job shadow with Sandy for a while, Ross Polpeter, whoever else was in Omaha, Hardy Holmes here in Lincoln, and was eventually given the site over on 13th and Farnham. And what I tell people, if you want to get into vending and you think you can do it, if you can add and you have good people skills, you know, good customer service skills, anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. It's not difficult at all once you understand the process. One of the things that I used to do when I first started was I threw out a lot of waste because I didn't know how to manage inventory, and some say I probably still don't. But I'm better at it than what I was. I'm to the point now where If it's in the machine, if it's there. If it's in the machine, it's in the machine. I was to the point a number of years ago, why I didn't have it in the storeroom. If I was out in the storeroom, I had to replace it. That was my thought process. Now I wait for inventory in the machine to kind of trickle down. That way, if I get pent to the use by date, I'm not throwing out $500 worth of, you know, whatever. So, like I say, that's to answer your question, probably, Patty. How do you get into it and the process and all that. So that's all I have, guys.
Yes, thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Any other questions, comments, concerns from the public? Okay. Hearing none, it is now 10:14. Next item on the break is on the schedule is a break, which we usually do 15 minutes for.
10:30.
Yeah. So around 10:30, we'll adjourn.